to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. It's the Upcycle Canada podcast. Yay. With Dave and Jen. Finally, I found Jen. She was lost, and now she's back.
I have been found.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've been taking a big break from podcasting. Right? You're like not doing anything in podcasting.
Well, as far as recording, no, probably not too much.
It's been a minute.
But it's been a minute. As far as listening, I probably listen to many, many podcasts daily now because...
Sometimes against your will.
Sometimes they're mandatory listens. Can you please?
Please, please.
Please, I've been asked to make sure things are... good before they go out. So that's part of it. So yes, but it's been good.
So you've been listening to podcasts for Dad Space.
Yes.
For Living the Next Chapter. For all these.
Yes. All of them.
Yeah, and before podcasting for last year, early last year, you weren't even listening to podcasts.
No, I hadn't really known much about what they were.
And now you're an expert.
Not exactly. I can listen well and I can talk. So that's about how that goes.
Well, see, good stuff.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Let's bring everybody up to speed. What's happening?
So we still have the store. This is our third year of having our store opening and running a business. And it's been a tough one, because we opened, as many know, that we opened a month before COVID shut everybody down in the world. And it's just been nice to, honestly, just to have this opportunity to still be able to sell stuff. You know, the fact that we weren't able to go into the public and do the shows that we had done so many years prior. And then all of a sudden we were shut down and nothing was open. It was such a strange feeling to just be sort of stuck at home. So, but having the store we had some, private shopping and things like that. So this was our first year we finally were able to be available. And it's been a slow ride, but it's nice to still have the store and share other people's talents and stuff. So it's not just us in the store, which is great. We have close to a dozen other makers and their products and ideas, and it's been fun to see what people like and share, and the interest. We've never had anyone say what we're doing is bad, which is great. It's nice to
that's nice. Yeah,
it's nice when customers come in and be like, oh my gosh, I know so and so would love this, I gotta bring so and so back. And it's just lots of great encouragement that way. We just need those people to come back. That's the key. We're limited on our hours of operations, but we hope that people will show back up again for us. So,
and the podcast keeps chugging along, right? It's evergreen. We talked about that earlier. And we're getting listens around the world, which is kind of cool. 59 countries right now.
That's amazing.
So Canada, US, Germany, India, and Netherlands are our top five. So that's kind of cool.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing where people are listening around the world. We're on every continent now. And it's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
So if you're listening somewhere, wherever you are, thank you for listening to our podcast. And remember, you can go to upcyclecanada.ca and there's a little microphone icon. Yes. You can click that and record a message, and we would love to hear from where you're listening. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Hi, my name is Jen and I'm listening from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Send us a message. We get it. We'll put you in the podcast. So if you don't have a podcast, which how is that even possible? I have six, so come on,
yeah.
Catch up already. Yeah. But if you don't have a podcast and you want to be on a podcast and you want to brag to all your family and friends, hey, I'm a big deal, record a message and we'll put you in our podcast.
Yes.
And then you can show everybody how awesome you are. Like Jen, right? Yeah.
Well, nobody can really show on the podcast. It's more of a, you can hear how awesome
okay.
we are. Yes.
We should do a shout out.
Yes.
Who should we shout out today on the podcast? Who should we mention?
Well, the first person that comes to mind is Paige.
Paige!
Because she just had her 16th birthday.
Happy birthday, Paige!
And she's awesome. She was just saying on Saturday when we were working together that she's been with our company for over a year. And she's like, I didn't think I'd ever last for more than a year at any job. That's what she said. And I'm like, well, we're...
Well, we had our doubts as well. I don't know if it's going to work out, Paige.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a bit young.
Yeah.
You know.
But she's doing good.
Yeah, she's doing great. It's awesome to see how she's progressed and grown just as a person anyway.
And if you're like, who's Paige? Then we're... Oh, okay, sure. Then,
yes.
Then I'm going to say to you, then you've never been to our Instagram page.
That's no. Right there.
If you say to yourself, I have no idea who Paige is, maybe you should like get an Instagram account, I guess.
Yes.
Because Paige is like a superhero for us on Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. the whole thing. She's kind of a big deal. So yes, happy birthday, Paige.
I'm just looking to see.
16. Ugh. And she got her driver's license like 10 seconds after she turned 16.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, that was ridiculous. Yes. How fast she got her. I don't know.
Do you remember how quiet she was when she first started? So upcycling news. So I did a little episode talking about some of our past guests, but who stands out for you? What, you know, who as a past guest, who do you want to shout out and say hello to, who meant something to you as a listener as well?
The first person that comes to mind is Pam. From Maritime Moves. Because I like to knit and crochet a lot of things myself. And I'm just, it inspires me to know that she actually goes thrift shopping and looks for old knits or blankets or, you know, things like that that were once maybe an ugly old Christmas sweater or, you know, just a worn out piece of fabrics or like clothing. Just tired, and she takes them and she unravels all the threads and reballs it and then makes some beautiful new creations, which we have in her store. And so I that inspires me, just the fact that, I mean, I find I'm a patient person for a lot of things, especially like nitpicky stuff, and I enjoy the knitting and crocheting, but I don't know if I've almost wanted to go thrift shopping and find a sweater and do what she's done just to say I've tried it, to see how long it takes to actually pull apart a sweater. So yeah, it would be interesting. But that's my first person initially that inspires me just to try something, because it's time consuming. And you know, you appreciate when you see the finished product, then you can appreciate, you know, where it's come from and how the time that and love that and care that she's put into it to create these new creations.
So shout out number one there. Yeah. Well, number two, technically, because Paige was number one. Yeah. Pam, that's episode 18, mm-hmm. interview with Pam. So she just got married. So congratulations and all that. Good stuff. And thank you for being part of us. You're our podcast and in our store. If you want to come to our store in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, you can see some of Pam's great creations. So come to the store. That's part of that. Yeah.
Yes.
For me, it would be episode 20, Tay and Mike, Whiteside, Black Dog Salvage.
Awesome.
That was really fun to talk to two of our TV heroes.
Yeah, for sure.
And whenever I mention that to other people who like the show, they're like, you had them on your podcast? I'm like, yeah, somehow we convinced them. And they said yes. So that was pretty cool.
I like it. Yes.
The other one we're talking about getting, we're working on it, is Mr. Ted Finch
mm-hmm.
from Salvage Kings, which would be the Canadian version. of salvaged dogs.
Right.
And Ted is awesome. And on our YouTube channel, we had a chance to go through his office. And he had an office inside of a caboose. So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And even his staff were like,
even we're not allowed in here.
I know. They opened the door.
He said to open the door and let you in.
Oh, that was so awesome. What an honor. Yeah.
So Ted is a nice guy, sweet guy. And he got me some Coke glasses from a place I used to live across the street from. They were tearing it down.
Right.
There were apartments in the building. And he went through the cupboards and found these little Coke glasses. And on camera, you'll see him take them out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
And we got them. So thanks, Ted. That was really kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. They're in a special little spot in our kitchen.
Yep.
No one's allowed to use them like all the other Coke stuff.
That's right.
To Jen's
chagrin.
Yes.
We got all this great stuff. Can't touch it. The recent one was Joss came on. Joss Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
She came on the salvagelife.ca. She started a business because she was doing home renos on her 1850s house, really old house.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wood and everything that they were taking off the walls, instead of throwing them away, she started making stuff.
That's crazy.
And now she has a business, which is amazing. So that was episode 45.
And I believe you were saying she was referring to how old the wood was.
Yeah, so she was saying it's like the X number of years old. But that's from when the house was built.
Yeah.
The tree before the house was built was a tree, obviously.
Yeah, to grow up.
A certain age before they cut down the tree to make the house. So that made the wood in her house even older. And she's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. So it was actually older than what she thought. So it's pretty cool. So, yeah, so many great people. We had Hiska on. We had Rebecca Saltzman from Israel came on, and I know another shout out to June Bird, yep. Samantha. Yes. She liked the episode and she called in and left a message, which was nice. Thank you. We knew she would be the first because she's always the first.
She is.
But she liked that episode with Rebecca talking about, you know, like instead of just focusing on upcycling at the end of the process, maybe we need less in our life as we look around our crowded basement.
Mm.
We need less in our life to even start. So they don't get to the point where we have all this extra.
Right.
So
simplifying.
Yeah. And then so this week we had a call from a message. I guess a gentleman had passed away and left his garage full of tools, his woodworking, everything. And the family contacted us. They said they didn't want any money for anything. They just didn't want it to go to waste.
It's amazing.
So I'm going there Friday this week after work, and I'm going to do a little salvaging and checking out, see what we can get, and we'll see what we come away with.
But yeah.
I love that people are thinking about us in that way.
Yeah.
I have an upcoming episode with another salvage company in the States, and they started originally with a garage, and they sold out of their garage, they rented a parking lot. Which is interesting. And then they work their way into three locations now. And they do architectural salvage and all this stuff. And that's exactly what we do, but on a much bigger scale. And they're going to come on the podcast and talk about their journey. So I think that's quite interesting as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's other people. That's what I like. There's other people who do what we do.
Yeah.
And even though we feel like sometimes we're quite alone, when the store is quiet and there's no customers, there's other people out there that are doing what we do. And if we can connect with them, with each other, and we can connect with them ourselves,
yeah,
kind of makes our community bigger. So I like that.
I think it would be interesting because when you're watching the news and stuff like that, and you'll see like a highlight. And we've connected with a few people where there's like this highlight of like a inspirational story for the day. And that would be amazing to be a highlight on the local news. I think that would be really cool. So if anyone knows anyone in the news world or not podcasting, sort of TV world, I suppose, it would be kind of cool to be recognized, I think, on TV and have that travel around the world. And I mean, we've been around the world already through the podcasting, but I think that would be just like an honor to be recognized that way in our little town of St. Catharines here. And
well, that's how we found James Howell's episode 38.
Yes.
And if you're wondering how I remember all these, it's because I have my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
But he has Art Spike.
Name, so thank you.
Yeah, Art Spike 64.
That's right.
He was featured on the news. I was getting ready to go to work at like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock news. And he pops up. And while he's on the screen, I'm already sending him a message.
Yeah.
So, and he said, yes, came on the podcast. He stumbled into upcycling and repurposing. He works with metal. And amazing. Just, you know, and so he came on the podcast. We had a great conversation. Really good guy. So, again, go back and listen to some other episodes.
Yeah.
If you're new to the Upcycle Canada podcast, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, at this point, we've got 40, 45, this will be 46 episodes out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for guests. So, if you know somebody... If you are somebody
mm-hmm.
who repurposes, salvages, eco-friendly, what else? Another word.
Upcycling.
Upcycling, yes.
That's a good word.
Do you have to be Canadian to be on the podcast? No, you do not.
Okay.
Because we're not just, well, even though we're Upcycle Canada, we're not just a Canadian podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're from Canada, and but like you said, how many countries?
59
countries have listened to us. So, no, anybody from anywhere in the world, we would love to have you.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
So, on the backside of the podcast, we can see what city you're from.
Yes.
We can see...
We know where you're
calling.
Yeah,
we can see what you're listening to us on,
whether it's an iPhone... Android phone,
just
computer,
Telegram. I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is. We can see all that information, which is quite unique. But again, the biggest thing about podcasting is we send our voice out. You are listening. Thank you. But we don't get to hear back from you quite as much. So this is part of our community building is we'd love to hear your story. Your suggestions, your ideas for the podcast. And like I said, if you're looking to be a guest, we have many slots available right now. We're really looking for more content, more guests, more topics. That would be really good.
Yeah.
So if there was somebody out there you would want to talk to, some kind of person we haven't talked to yet, is there anybody in the upcycling repurposing space that you'd be like, I'd really like to talk to somebody who does blah, 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 blah.
Shoot, I don't.
I'll go first while you're thinking.
Okay.
Because I already have my answer before I asked.
Yes.
But you think while I'm answering.
That's right.
So I would like to talk to people who work with cars and keep cars from going to the being crushed.
Right.
Right? Repurposing and salvaging and bringing them back to life. There's a couple TV shows we've reached out to and some of them are like, well, you got to go see my people, and their people are terrible because they never get back to us. So we've hit some dead ends with that, but we love that kind of repurposing and kind of, you know, salvage. It's you're saving that car from extinction, and sometimes there's only a few of those cars left in the world. So I see that as a repurposing.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's not something we've been interested in doing, but haven't really done it ourselves, is just furniture, refinishing furniture. So I would love to speak with the lovely lady from Mango Paint.
Yeah.
She's, because you said Joss.
Works there 2 days a week.
So we have a connection. Now. I would love to have a podcast with her and just pick her brain and... She makes it look so easy on her videos, watching her how-tos and stuff. And I enjoy that kind of thing. It's just satisfying to see something that was kind of beat up and scuffed and tired and old. And then she's given it new life. So that's kind of, I personally would love to do more furniture refinishing and stuff. I think that would be a nice challenge for me to do. And I would like to see the end result. Like, there's such a difference from when you start to finish. That's inspiring. So,
yeah, we've been doing like searches on like Instagram. We type the word salvage in and see who pops up, and then we reach out.
Yeah.
Some people are like, what's a podcast? That's interesting. Some people are like, we actually had one respond back. They're like, we just had a meeting about this.
Nah,
that we should be on podcasts, and you send us a message. That is so crazy. It was like that same day. So if we haven't reached out to you yet, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
But you can also help us by reaching back out to us. That'd be really kind of cool.
Yeah, I think when you talk about the community and just having that feedback, I think that's just, it's so encouraging now that I've listened to so many other podcasts on your other podcast, like Living the Next Chapter, and hearing people's stories is just so inspiring to see where people have come from. And it challenges me personally to be such a better person and think about the other person. And don't be so selfish and to not be so judgmental, you know, or just it might, you know how they say, like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, it's just made me realize people all have a story, and some are good, some are bad, some are worse. And it's just, you just don't know where people are coming from. And that's just something that's inspired me to be a better person through all this podcasting and just helping me to just sit back and listen maybe a bit more and don't be so quick to talk about like myself or my
yeah
sort of opinion or well, this is what I know, or trying to one up someone. I feel like I've learned how to just be better just through all of this podcasting stuff that I don't necessarily participate in, but I love listening to, and I'm quite happy to know that there's like, so there's so many people are willing to share their stories and stuff too. It's great. So yeah.
It's a great space, and you know, podcasters seem to stick together, support each other. That's always a good thing. So there's lots of good stuff coming up in the future. So yeah.
Awesome.
So we got our classes. It's like coming into fall here in Canada, September now. So we're getting back to routine. Hopefully, we've put the pandemic behind us. We can move forward. For us, news-wise, for Upcycle, it's kind of a catch-you-up-to-date podcast episode today. We're looking at September, October, November, December, our last months of this year.
Yes.
And this is our decision time as far as the store, what we're going to do. Our lease is up at the end of the month, at the end of January.
Yeah, so we have to know before the end of the year.
Yeah, we should know.
Even like next month would be probably smart, just to have a few months of, yeah.
So the options are to move to a bigger place, stay where you are, close.
Yeah.
And we're kind of wrestling with this because, again, we're stuck in the sense that you're working Monday to Friday. I'm working Wednesday to Sunday. And I'm nights, your days. And whenever we're available, one of us is at the store. So, and then we're closed a few days because of sleep and building products and trying to have some sort of a life. So the goal for me, speaking personally, was I never really wanted to work in the store to the point where I am. I'd rather have the ability to hire somebody and give them an income.
Yeah.
That's what I really hoped for the store. We did that with Paige. She's there for one day a week. But I'd love to be able to pay more people and just turn over the keys and let them run it. And we can then focus on creating and doing all that stuff. So that's kind of my hope. But we're stuck in the point where we're looking for people to kind of come alongside of us locally, right, who can come in the store, volunteer for now, because we have no income to pay somebody, and I have to go work more hours at my job because the money's not coming in the door right now. So we're kind of stuck. So if you're listening to this and you live in Niagara, Ontario, Canada, St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, whatever, and you have some time to donate and you believe in what we do, we could probably use your help. Not probably. We can use your help. Mm-hmm. We need your help. And that would be able give us the opportunity to open the doors more. Customers come in often complaining that we're not open enough. But again, we're stuck right now. So
yeah,
having a little bit of extra help would be wonderful. So if you know somebody, if you're a mom and your kids have gone back to school, you're a dad and your kids have gone back to school, you now work from home and you have some time, some flexibility, maybe you... So if you have time in your schedule and you can create some space to help us out, like I said, we can't really pay anybody right now for that. But if you've ever wanted to like run a store or whatever, you can come on in and give us a hand. We'd appreciate that.
The one thing I like with our store, even though it's small, well, the fact that it is small, I think most people could take that on, you know, comfortably. There's the space in the back part of the store that has a classroom. There's a bathroom. There's you can have a coffee. There's, you know, if you have young children that you need to bring with you, for instance, if you're a parent with one at home, like there's options for people who are volunteering to have their kids maybe work on something in the back room, or yeah, we can leave you some work to paint. So there's lots of interesting things to do. But yeah, I think we've had a few people reach out, but I just need to make a schedule and kind of figure out when people can be there and know that I can walk away confidently and know that they're okay to run the store. That's the weird part, is to just, you know, giving someone a key, let's say, or whatever, and not being there to monitor, because this is ours, and to just be able to hand it over to with a key and say, okay, well, here you go, you can run the store today, I'll, you know, let me know how the sales went. And that's kind of a weird feeling to not be there for all of it. Like for me, it's strange to just sort of, it's a weird feeling. It's like giving something you've raised, it's like children, I guess, watching them go off into someone else's like school land and stuff like that, and then it's expecting someone else to run it. So it's different.
Yeah. So it's fun to have a store. It's a lot of work to take a side hustle into an actual storefront. We've got the overhead, we have all that stuff to do, but we can say with a little bit of pride, if we're allowed to be prideful for a second, that through a global pandemic over multiple years, being closed 6 months at a time twice, that we've paid our rent every month. We've had to scrimp and save to do so 7 months. But those that have come shopping and supported us, not just with likes, follows, and shares, but dollars in our hands that we can now redisperse to pay Paige and all that stuff. Yeah. Without our customers showing up for us, we would have been closed a long time ago. So there's a great excitement around having a store. And when people come in for the first time and are blown away by what's there, it's exciting. I had a teacher come in recently. She teaches at a local junior high school age kids. And she fell in love with what we do, and to the point where she's talking about having us come to her class or something along the lines where she can share what upcycling looks like in real life with real examples. So we'll be dropping off maybe some stuff to the schools that she can display to the kids. That kind of stuff is great. Yeah, it's pretty new, cool. When somebody falls in love with what you do, you know, that's a big, big plus.
Right.
And we represent some of the greatest makers, creators in Canada who have trusted their stuff with us.
Right.
And have sent them and mailed them to us or brought them into the store to sell. And we are so proud to be able to offer unique gift items from across Canada.
Yeah.
Where you can't get this anywhere else. There's nowhere else you're going to find this in Ontario. So that's all these vendors under one roof. It's pretty rare. So that's our superpower, is our vendors. And we can only make so much ourselves. And having their products in the store doesn't just complement, but makes the store what it is. So right. Big shout out to everybody. You know who you are, for being part of Upcycle Canada. Some from right near the beginning and all the way through. We appreciate everybody helping us in our mission to divert items from the landfill and make a difference in our community. That's and the podcast is one more arm of that. And I love seeing past guests connect with each other, connect with our audience, and we get to connect with them too. So it lights us up. And like you're talking about listening to podcasts and listening to people's stories, this fills our tanks. And there's a lot of times when our tanks are empty because we are pretty tired from time to time. But having great friends in the community that we can do life with, do business with, helps to, again, just fill us back up so we can get back out there again.
I have to say, about a week or so ago, you had been on a Clubhouse and we had Dominic Damaski. Yeah. He reached out to you in a little live video call. And I got to meet him personally and chatted with him. And that was just, for me, it was quite inspiring because I thought, oh my goodness, this guy lives in Philadelphia. And he thought about us all day.
He's Pittsburgh, yeah.
Pittsburgh, sorry. My bad. And, you know, just the fact that he took a minute, like, that just made my day. I thought, wow, people really do care. Like, just, you know, you get so lonely sometimes doing this. You know, and sure, you see all the likes and all the love on social media, but to have somebody personally call and take 5 minutes of their day and you know, say they've been thinking about us and trying to help us come up with some ideas to make some money so that we can keep the store open, and just they cared enough to go that extra step. So when we ask for you guys to, you know, leave us a little voice message, it's so huge for me and for Dave and I to both just receive those little voice messages. Like it's 10 times better than just a like or a love on social media. Just that little voice message, a personal message from you guys. It's huge because just the fact that he cared enough to, out of his evening, to just call you up, and I happened to be home and there, and so it was kind of a cool opportunity for me that I didn't realize there's so many more people out there that are thinking about us. And
it's a kick in the pants,
yeah.
Right, when you're down and stuff, it's like get back in there. So it's that boxing analogy that we talked about, in Dominic's episode of Living the Next Chapter, where, you know, in boxing, you go back between rounds and they go back to your corner and your people come around there to help you and get you back into the fight and get you refocused and stitch you up, pump you up, give you that pep talk and send you back out.
Yeah.
When we hear emails, we get emails, when we hear voice messages, when people reach out, people come on our lives, that's just like you're our people in our corner.
Yeah.
We like to do that for others as well, but at the same time, it helps when other people do it for us. So thank you to anybody that's taken time to listen this far into the podcast. You, by being this far in, are our friends. So thank you for taking time out of your day to add us to your podcast list, and hope you follow and you share this with one person. I think that would be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Take our podcast, and if you know somebody who's a maker working away in their shop or their garage or their basement, they're doing the thing and repurposing, and you wonder if they're feeling alone. Maybe they are. Maybe this podcast will help just kind of inspire them, and we'll get them on the podcast and share their story too.
Yeah. So it's exciting.
So what's up next, Jen? What's coming that you're excited about?
Well, the classes are one big thing that we've got promoted at the moment. I could probably fill up some extra dates with some more, a variety of stuff for kids of all ages. I know the stained glass classes in particular are quite a hit. So that's kind of for me, like, in just kind of getting some new seasonal stuff ready for the store and changing that up, but the classes, I need to get prepared for that and clean up and get ready, get my inventory ready for that. So that's my thing for the next season. So how about you?
Custom orders, Christmas time is coming.
Yes.
I have a lot of stuff to make. And as much as I don't really want to, I got to go work in the shop. I got lots of work to do. So that's that'll be my big challenge, is trying to squeeze that into my weekly schedule. So that's my big task. Because I got this woman in my life who makes me work.
Yeah, because the customers keep coming in asking for more things.
I know, right?
And they want a different color. They need a different size. So, yeah, it works out well. Customer orders actually have kept us rolling through most of those closed door times. The custom orders helped us, you know, be able to keep going. So that extra little $20 here and $40 there, it's awesome.
All right. So, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for being part of our community. Go to upcyclecanada.ca. You'll find links to everything that you could ever imagine from upcycling.
Mm-hmm.
And hit that little button on your phone or whatever you're listening to our podcast on, so that you're subscribed so you know when the next episode's coming. And convincing Jen that she can stop listening to podcasts and record podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't as hard as I know. I thought it might. No. And,
yeah. We'll get more episodes out to you guys sooner. Thank you for your patience. And
I have to say.
What?
Only people, I'm glad nobody can see these podcasts at the moment, because it would just be like, what on earth are you two doing?
We don't have a fancy.
Bit of a barrier between us.
That's not an emotional barrier. No,
it's just.
Two guitars standing up with a blanket over it.
We can't see each other while we're talking, but we're trying to.
That's the secret to a long marriage right there. put something in between you so you can't see each other.
That's hilarious. But act like you're interacting. And
yeah.
So we kind of peek around the corner every once in a while.
Peek. Yeah.
So it's actually really quite humorous to sit here. And
Jen, you're not supposed to tell them how the sausage is made. Okay? You just serve them the sausage.
That's right.
That's all that works. So thanks for listening, guys. We will be back, right? You're going to come back?
I will.
Okay, well, there you go. We got that recorded, so
there you go.
We got proof.
Yeah.
And we will be back with more episodes of...
The Upcycle Canada Podcast.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite podcast next to whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada Podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, We have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.